Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A young boy nearly drowns in an East Wichita pool. We have the story.
A man and his son injured in a drive-by shooting in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
And police are investigating a fatal shooting at a North Wichita gas station. Police were called to a Valero station at 21st in Minnesota around 3:15 this morning, found a 33-year-old man who had been shot. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Police say the man was shot after an argument with another customer. Two employees were in the store at the time. They were not hurt. Police are now interviewing witnesses and reviewing security footage to identify a suspect.
A 4-year-old boy was hospitalized after a near drowning in East Wichita early last evening. First responders called to a home near Central and Rock Road, finding a boy who had fallen into a pool. Authorities believe this was accidental. The child was hospitalized in stable condition and was responsive.
Police are searching for a suspect who shot at a car in North Wichita, injuring a man and his 4-year-old son. This happened Sunday night near 25th and Broadway as a 32-year-old man was pulling his pickup into his driveway with his two sons inside. He was shot in the chest. His 4-year-old boy was also wounded. Police say the shots were fired from a dark SUV. Both father and son are recovering.
The man accused of attacking and injuring at least a dozen pro-Israel protesters in Boulder, Colorado, appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
45-year-old Egyptian national Mohammed Salomon is being held on a $10 million bond. Formal charges are expected Thursday. The suspect yelled "Free Palestine" as he used a makeshift flamethrower and threw Molotov cocktails at the protesters. Now, the acting U.S. attorney in Boulder says Salomon tried to buy a gun, but he couldn't because he's in the country illegally, living in Boulder on an expired visa and work permit. Investigators say Salomon told them he wanted the protesters to die and he would firebomb the victims all over again.
The suspect reportedly had been planning this attack for more than a year. This attack comes less than 2 weeks after two Israeli embassy employees were shot and killed in the nation's capital.
ICE announced Monday the total number of arrests they have made in May of immigrants living in Massachusetts illegally. Fox's David Spunt has the story.
ICE's largest operation yet, netting 1,461 illegal aliens in the greater Boston area and state of Massachusetts. 790 had criminal convictions or charges, while 277 had final deportation orders. The local congresswoman in Boston upset about ICE's presence there. Boston, Massachusetts, just one of several sanctuary cities that are large across the country. The White House has its eyes especially on several others when it comes to federal funding and has already made such threats to those cities.
The deportations come after the Trump administration is demanding that ICE make 3,000 arrests a day. ICE is reportedly making about 1,600 arrests a day.
The Wichita City Council meeting at 6 o'clock this evening to discuss one item, the property tenants code. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Think about those that own property and what they should be doing in order to maintain healthy and good quality housing. And so we want to hear from community members. The last time that we have talked about this code was back with a last council, which was in August of 2023.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Two people were hospitalized after a truck rammed into a West Wichita house. Police say the truck was speeding when it left the road and ended up inside a home Monday morning on Meridian just south of Maple. Police say the driver of the pickup wasn't injured and was taken into custody on suspicion of driving under the influence of an unknown substance. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A much-awaited addition to the lineup for the Kansas City Royals tonight. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
The key to healthy aging among women. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A teenager is facing charges after allegedly pointing a gun and firing at Wichita police officers Sunday night near Kellogg and Broadway. After a brief chase, a 14-year-old suspect was taken into custody. No one was injured, but several bullets struck vehicles. Formal charges for that 14-year-old are pending.
The House Oversight Committee continues to investigate former President Joe Biden's decline during his term. Fox's Mike Emanuel reporting from the nation's capital.
House Republicans trying to figure out if Biden aides used an auto pen to sign executive orders without Biden's knowledge. Comer suggests the Trump DOJ could get any document signed without Biden's consent thrown out in court. Meanwhile, former Trump presidential doctor, now Congressman Ronnie Jackson, is focused on Biden's presidential physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. As for Biden, he's trying to convince the American people that he feels strong while taking on his critics.
Questions about the former president's health have grown following his prostate cancer diagnosis and the release of audio from interviews with special counsel Robert Hur from 2 years ago. Senate Republicans are also expected to hold a hearing this month about the former president's term.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is updating its advice for international travelers on protecting against measles.
The CDC now says Americans should be vaccinated against measles no matter where they're traveling. The travel notice acknowledges that people are not just being exposed to measles in countries where it's spreading, but also on planes and during travel. The travel notice advises 2 doses for all Americans ages 1 or older. An early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 to 11 months. The U.S. has seen more than 1,000 measles cases so far this year. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
The key to healthy aging among women could be coffee.
Coffee has been found to help women stay healthy as they age. That's according to new research from Harvard University, which followed a group of nearly 50,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study for a 30-year period. The research found that drinking an average of 315 milligrams of caffeine daily from coffee every morning could help women stay mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Healthy aging meant surviving to older age without major chronic diseases and with good physical, mental, and cognitive function. The American Society of Nutrition says decaf coffee and tea did not have the same effect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We've got 2 traffic accidents out there right now slowing things down. One of them, they're just now finally getting the rest of it cleaned up, although it still may be slowing things down just a little bit. Southbound on I-235 just north of Kellogg, but that won't be affecting things for too much longer. We've also got another traffic accident. This is westbound on K-96, and it's between Woodlawn and Oliver. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Showers and thunderstorms remain a possibility on Tuesday through the morning and right into the afternoon. Some of the rain will be heavy in spots. We'll start the day in the mid-60s, reach a high of 75 with the wind turning to the north in the afternoon. Some drier weather should return on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Now we have a cloudy sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour. 67 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is Tuesday, and at the Monarch, it's $7 signature and classic cocktails. All cocktails on both menus are $7 today at the Monarch. Grab some friends and go on down there. Go for lunch or this evening at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. 8:11, Steve and Ted. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 84 degrees. A normal high for the date, 84. We've gotten some pretty good rain, as we hope. We'll bring the water level up at Cheney Reservoir, so we can go ahead and water as usual throughout the summer. Okay. This is, as I said, the third day of June. And it was on this date, 225 years ago, the 1800. President John Adams moved to Washington, D.C., unfortunately, the White House wasn't finished yet, so he moved into a room above a tavern. There you go.
Yeah, just got to rent a room, even if you're the president of the United States.
Yeah. A Maryland man won a $30,000 prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket he received as a gift from his nephew. The Gwin Oak resident, Gwin Oak, Maryland, told lottery officials he's a frequent player of scratch-off tickets and recently received a $3 bonus crossword ticket as a random gift from his nephew. The winner said his nephew will receive a little bit more than a simple thank you. Quote, I threw a couple of dollars his way since he bought the ticket.
No, a more practical expression of his gratitude.
Wonder how much is a couple? Like $2 or is it $2,000? Anyway, the uncle said he intends to take the rest of his winnings and go toward paying off bills. Now, $30,000.
Nice.
Don't get anything like that from my nephews. That's all right. At least they're not around pestering me for money. People were asked how much they think it costs to care for a cat or a dog for 15 years. For cats, the average answer is a little over $5,700.
Yeah.
For dogs, a little over $8,100. A lot more for dogs. The real numbers are more like three times that, maybe more. It depends on the type of food you buy.
Do you buy the Pet Pride or do you buy the, IAMS?
Whether you get lucky with vet bills and how much you spoil your dog or cat. Caring for a cat now costs anywhere from $20,000 to $47,000 over the life of the cat. And for dogs, it's $22,000 to just under $61,000 for the life of the animal. That's an average of at least $1,300 a year for cats, $1,500 for dogs. They say even something like a rabbit can easily cost over $1,000 annually.
Hey, you got to feed them something.
Yep. The cost for dogs has gone up about 12% in just the past 3 years and 19% for cats. All right. It costs money for cats and for children and things like that.
Yeah, anytime you have a living being under your roof, you got to pay to keep it fed.
Yeah, anytime you've got something
taken care of.
Yeah, that needs to be fed, it's going to cost you some money. Okay. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we have a chance for you to win golf for two at Crestview Country Club.
Oh.
That's right. You can score a round for two with a cart at Crestview. All you do is text the keyword golf, G-O-L-F, to 20357 to enter. That's 20357. You can only enter once a day for a 24-hour period. So the winner picked every Friday through June. Again, it's a round for two with a cart at Crestview. Message and data rates apply.
That'd be cool to win that.
That'd be something nice to do.
Yeah.
I'm not a golfer, but I can understand where people do like to go, and that'd be a nice place to play. Hey, and if you're thinking about going fishing this weekend, oh, who isn't? It's a good weekend if you're looking to go fishing, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has declared Saturday and Sunday a free fishing weekend. You can go to any state park to fish for free without needing a fishing license, and all limits will apply. There you go. So they're planning your weekend. And, of course, River Festival's going on. We're going on in the core of our city.
Yeah, day five. We've passed the midway point.
We're past the midway. June 7th is the last day, but here we go. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Go to Major League Baseball. After a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back at it, just hitting the other side of the state, visiting the second-place St. Louis Cardinals tonight in interleague play. And the Royals have lost six of their last nine. The Cardinals have won six of their last nine. Cardinals are really good at home at Busch Stadium, 19-8 on home field. But the big story for the Royals is they're calling up their big slugger from the minor leagues, Jack Caglione, 22-year-old outfielder, last year's first-round draft pick out of the University of Florida. Caglione now up in the big leagues for the Royals, probably making his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. Jim Bowden spoke about this whole thing on SiriusXM MLB Network Radio.
Home runs. They are dead last. As a team, they've only hit 34 homers. And the team that's 29th in home runs are the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they've got nine more home runs than Kansas City. They just lack power. And I think what Cags does is provide that power. Now, I know, you know, it's tough in Kauffman Stadium. It's not a great ballpark to hit homers. Doesn't matter for Cags. Cags hits him like Matt Olson. He hits him a mile. Yeah. There's not a stadium that can contain him. And so now when you're sitting there and you have Bobby Witt Jr., now you have Vinny Pascantino, now you have Salvador Perez, now you add Cags at the back end of that group, now you've stacked four hitters. So now this is going to change your whole offense. And what he's going to do is hit that occasional three-run homer that's a game changer.
Well, that's the hope. This guy hit 35 home runs for the Florida Gators last year, batting .419. That's why the Royals drafted him so high. And he's already mashed 15 home runs and driven in 56 in AA and AAA so far this season before we even get to June. So the Royals hope he can do this at the major league level or something close to it. Yeah. As he most likely will make his major league debut tonight. Royals Cardinals, you can listen live at 6:30. Over on 97.5 and 1240, your home of the Royals, KFH. Minor league baseball after a day off, the Wichita Wind Surge beginning a six-game week on the road, visiting Northwest Arkansas beginning tonight. The Naturals and the Surge are both among four teams that are within a game of first place with 3 weeks to go in the first half of the season. Important games. Wichita at Northwest Arkansas tonight. Start that six-game series on the road. A little baseball note. The NAIA baseball tournament was won by LSU Shreveport, finishing the season 59-0. They didn't lose one game. And a member of that national championship team, senior outfielder Jackson Searing. He's from Derby. He played at Butler Community College. And in the championship game, he went 2-for-3 and hit the game-tying home run. LSU Shreveport, which won the NAIA Baseball National Championship 59-0 on the season. How about that? Major League Baseball, the wins don't come very often for the Colorado Rockies, but they got one yesterday, winning on the road in Miami, beat the Marlins 6-4 to snap an eight-game losing streak. The leadoff hitter for the Rockies, left fielder, former Wichita State Shocker, Sam Hilliard, helping out with an insurance run in the top of the ninth inning on Rockies Sports Network.
This ball down the right field line, and it is fair. Sam Hilliard getting it done. Here are scores to make it 6-4. Sam Hilliard coming through.
Sam with a base hit in the ninth inning yesterday, coming through again in the ninth inning today, but this one with an RBI to go with it. So after the base running mistake out at second base, Sam picks up his teammate, says, I got you.
Yeah, Sam Hilliard, the former Shocker, batting .333 on the season as the Rockies win in Miami, beat the Marlins 6-4. The Rockies have played 60 games this season. They've lost 50 of them. They are 10-50. But they got the win yesterday, and former Shocker Sam Hilliard helping out. All right, birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Wichita State basketball point guard Bijan Cortez is 22 years old today. Happy birthday to Bijan Cortez. Happy birthday to Scott Hastings, basketball star, 65 years old today, born in Independence, Kansas. Played college in Arkansas, then 12 years in the NBA, second-round draft pick. Got an NBA ring for a championship playing for the Detroit Pistons in 1990. Among all Kansas natives, Scott Hastings is in the top five all-time in the NBA in blocked shots and a career 81% free-throw shooter. So one of the great NBA players to come out of the state of Kansas, Scott Hastings from Independence. It's his birthday. He's 65 today. And a big birthday to a former defensive star for the Kansas City Chiefs, Hall of Famer Emmett Thomas is 82 years old today. Right corner on defense for the Chiefs for 13 years. He is the Kansas City Chiefs' all-time leader in interceptions with 58. That still puts him top 10 all-time in NFL history. After his playing days, he was a longtime assistant coach, including he was the Chiefs' defensive backs coach for most of the 2010s. His number 18 is retired by the Chiefs. He lives in Kansas City. He got a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs, winning it in Super Bowl IV. And then he got two more rings later on as an assistant coach with the Washington Redskins. He is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is a legend at right corner for the Chiefs on defense. Emmett Thomas, it's his birthday. He is 82 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about a cover-up of Biden's health. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Tuesday morning, 67 degrees. Police say a road rage incident led to a motorcycle crash Monday night near Pawnee and Belmont in southeast Wichita. Police say a motorcycle weaving in and out of traffic was struck intentionally by a car.
Through our investigation, we learned that this is allegedly a road rage incident, and the suspect purposely hit a motorcycle rider, allegedly, and knocked a motorcycle rider off her bike.
The rider suffered minor injuries. Driver of the car was taken into custody. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the annual River Fest has a big impact on the local economy.
Not only do Wichitans get to celebrate our community, which is a great community building event, it also attracts people from out of town to come and do activities in the downtown core. I know that restaurants around the area also have seen individuals come to eat.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A much-needed win for Ukraine, 3 years into its war with Russia. Fox's David Spunt reports in Washington.
This surprise attack, 18 months in the making, and not only did it completely catch Russia off guard, caught the United States off guard. No heads up. The way Ukraine did this, though, catching even the most seasoned Russian military officials by surprise, the attack was called the spider web. It was a direct attack on Russian air bases, specifically bomber aircraft. The explosives were hidden in the roofs of wooden sheds. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky personally okayed the attack. According to officials in Ukraine, the sheds were loaded onto trucks. Those trucks were driven to the perimeter of air bases by unsuspecting drivers. Then, thanks to a remote control device, the sheds were lifted. The roofs were lifted. Drones flew out, torched more than 40 Russian warplanes.
The attack comes as Ukrainian and Russian officials are meeting for ceasefire talks this week in Istanbul, Turkey. A Romanian citizen is pleading guilty to making multiple swatting calls and bomber threats.
Federal prosecutors say Tomas Szabo and Serbian co-defendant Nemanja Radovanovic threatened nearly 100 people, including a former U.S. president and members of Congress. A Secret Service agent's affidavit doesn't name which former president or what members of Congress were threatened, but one of the victims is identified as a former elected official from the executive branch swatted last January. The indictment says Radovanovic falsely reported a killing and threatened to set off a bomb at that person's home. Szabo is scheduled to be sentenced in October. Charges against Radovanovic are pending. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Nickerson substitute teacher has been charged with sex crimes involving a student. Whitney Scholl is charged with multiple crimes, including unlawful sexual relations, attempted unlawful sexual relations, and two counts of hosting minors consuming alcoholic beverages. Scholl has bonded out of jail. No word on her court date has been announced. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 8:51 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Illegal immigrant from Egypt faces charges in firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Two.
A man is dead after a shooting at a North Wichita gas station.
One.
Four-year-old boy nearly drowns in East Wichita pool. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Things are actually looking pretty good out there for the most part, comparatively. We've still got the roadways wet. We've actually still got rain in some areas, but the rain isn't quite as bad as it has been earlier. And, of course, the traffic volume's getting quite a bit thinner right now. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy and breezy with a 90% chance for rain today and a high of 78 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 52. And Wednesday, tomorrow, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Now, we have a cloudy sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 67 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading is underway on Wall Street this morning, and the Dow is has been trading on the positive side. Now it's dropped down, and it's down by about 11 points. The S&P is up 2 points, and the NASDAQ is up almost 42 points this morning. A well-known local restaurant is changing hands. With more information, the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita's Nudah Diner has sold. Timory and Patrick Chibley have sold the 13-year-old restaurant at Kellogg and Market that has become a city icon for its breakfast and brunch menus, to Jay and Jeff Miller, owners of the three local Five Guys franchises. The Shibleys will remain at the restaurant through June 15th. Nudah, of course, became a bit of a national name with all the mentions on ESPN telecasts, People magazine mention, and, of course, visit by notables such as Harrison Ford. End of an era, but the business does continue. The Derby mixed-use project that includes $150 to $180 million worth of hotel, Crystal Lagoon, beach, retail, dining, apartments, and senior living is undergoing public infrastructure improvements and initial site plans. Derby Shores, of course, is the name of the 75-acre project that is using Starbonds incentives. Infrastructure on the lagoon portion of the complex continues, and senior living plans along Patriot Avenue near Rock Road are ongoing. Developers Dave Murfin, Rick Warner, and Rodney Steven are planning 50 senior living units. And the sequel project to Vantage Point Properties, Avante Apartments at 37th Street North and Ridge Road, is scheduled to open its first apartments this summer. The second project is called Ovation, named as such as a tribute to the success of the 372 Avante complex, 372 unit Avante complex that opened first. Ovation will be 252 units, and a project permit lists the value at $18.9 million. The entire complex is scheduled for completion in the summer of 26, according to Vantage Point CEO Paul Jackson. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
All right, thank you, Kirk. This is the third day of June. It was on this date 37 years ago that in 1988 that Tom Hanks comedy Big was released, directed by Penny Marshall. Tom Hanks is a little boy. He's almost a teenager who wishes that he was grown up. And all of a sudden, he gets his wish. Overnight, he becomes a grown man. It's a cute movie. And I tell you, I liked it a lot. Tom Hanks has just, he's run me over the years. He's just been I loved him in Castaway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great movie. And I saw the Bridge of Spies he was in recently. The guy has just matured, and he's just got
one of our great actors.
One great role after another. Tom Hanks in 37 years ago in Big. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up this morning, the Glenn Beck program. Fiscal hawks are demanding Doge cuts in that budget negotiation. And the top of the hour news this morning, a four-year-old nearly drowns in an East Wichita pool. Missed any of today's show? Just want to listen again? Go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.